Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. What a great day it is. Yet another Republican running for President of the United States. And no, it's not someone who is irrelevant. Happens to be the first Latino running for President on either side of the political divide. And somebody who ran for re-election as mayor of Miami and got 79% of the vote. In an area that has been trending Democratic. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez is going to be giving a big speech tonight. He has taken out the papers for his campaign. What does it mean for the course of the battle for the Republican nomination? Probably not much, but there has been talk of people talking about putting Mayor Francis Suarez of Miami on the ticket as a vice presidential candidate for which he would be eligible. There's one big problem with this candidacy. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There is also big news about the congressional baseball game. Remember, there was actually a shooting ahead of the congressional baseball game where Steve Scalise, the deputy, the Republican leader on the floor of the House, he's second only to Kevin McCarthy. He was seriously injured, but he was part of the baseball game last night. And the results, well, the results were very encouraging for one side of the political divide. We will also be talking with Andy McCarthy, the former prosecutor and writer on legal matters for National Review, about how this trial of President Trump is going to shape up and what are some of the worst arguments on both sides of the issue regarding President Trump and what has been charged against him. President Biden, meanwhile, is planning an amazing railroad as a great example of America's can-do spirit. It would be one of the first great railroads in the world over water. We will talk about that on the Michael Medved Show. And we'll also be speaking to Michael Oren, former member of parliament and Israeli ambassador to the United States, about national rejuvenation. He's talking about national rejuvenation, making a nation young again for the state of Israel, which is only 75 years old. What about our almost 250-year nation? How should that be rejuvenated? We'll be talking about that with Michael Oren. Okay, first up, however, we have a Golden Turkey Award, and this is one that is so richly deserved. I want to lead with it and everybody to focus on it and what it means. Golden Turkey, please.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woohoo! Thank you so much!
Okay, this Golden Turkey Award goes to a judge, a U.S. District Court judge, named Marsha Peckman, who has just issued an order that is going to impact everybody's life if you live in the Seattle area. The headline, Judge Bars Graffiti Arrests, Upending City Vandalism Laws. The Seattle police have been barred, at least temporarily, from making graffiti-related arrests after a federal judge issued an injunction on the city's contested property damage law, and this has occurred this week. Why is she making it against the law for people to bust people for Well, actually, what this is over is they had written on a wall in various places downtown, F the police, but they spelled out the actual word. We are now told there is a First Amendment right to do this. As Jeremy said when he was first reading this bulletin coming down, it sounds like The Onion, that you have a First Amendment right to put graffiti on someone's property or on a public wall. U.S. District Court Judge Marsha Peckman, her order prohibits arrest under the city's existing law, which four plaintiffs claim violated their First and 14th Amendment rights, among other claims, by being both vague and overbroad. The case dates back to January 2021, when the plaintiffs Derek Toussaint, Robin Snyder, Monserie Del Castro, and Eric Moya Delgado, a hyphenated name, how about that, protested Seattle police by writing statements that said, F the police, and again and again and again. And they have pictures. They did it all over the place. They did that in charcoal and chalk on a temporary concrete wall outside Seattle's East Precinct. That was the one that was taken over during the Chaz riot, or the Chaz takeover, as you'll remember. The law is written in a way that maybe if the police were reasonable and could be trusted to exercise their discretion in a just way, it wouldn't have ever become a problem, said a lawyer named Brendan Pence, or Braden Pence, no relation to the vice president. But the fact is that the police can't be trusted. The city code in question says someone who intentionally damages the property of another or writes, paints, or draws any inscription, figure, or mark of any type on any public or private building or other structure or any real or personal property owned by any other person is guilty of property destruction. Well, they are, aren't they? Which is typically referred to the city attorney to prosecute if the value of the damage is less than $1,000. Peckman wrote Tuesday that the city's current statute could be used for censorship. Okay, the idea being that if you are saying something political, then you have a right to put graffiti on my property. It's not a crime. It's an expression of free speech. She said, noting there is allegedly a policy not to arrest children drawing rainbows on the sidewalk. But the statute would allow for that if the arrest of those who might inscribe something that irks an individual officer. Okay, this idea that an individual officer might actually arrest someone because he was irked by the message, isn't it enough to say that what the crime is not what you are saying or the content of what you're saying? It's basically property destruction. This is completely nutty. In the ruling, Judge Peckman wrote, the criminalization of free speech significantly harms the public interest in far greater measure than the public might benefit from criminalizing property damage. What? The public good is going to be somehow damaged by the fact that you are trying to keep... I'll tell you where it bothers me most. It's on the Mercer Street when you get off of the I-5 and you go through the tunnel, and the tunnel has some years and years ago they put up a sort of a yellow tile there, which is now literally covered with graffiti. You can't even see the tile underneath. And yes, that damages the way people feel about going downtown. It damages Seattle as a tourist city, which is an important thing. We were talking about how San Francisco has basically collapsed tourism there because nobody wants to go anymore. And it's the same reason. And there's a real danger that in the same district, the Ninth Circuit, that some other judge will extend this around the country. The idea that basically trying to stop people from doing graffiti is a violation of free speech. Unbelievable? Yeah, and shameful, and a Golden Turkey Award winner. We'll be talking to Andy McCarthy, former prosecutor, about the prosecution of President Trump, who also ought to be prosecuted, who isn't being charged. We'll get...
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the controversy stirred up over the fact that there's now going to be a no ability to arrest people or to stop them from putting graffiti, however you want to call it, graffiti or art that is uninvited, and putting that all over private property and public property and all over the city of Seattle. And I know that a lot of people who drive to work all the time, you can kind of see it. There are certain corners, like there's one right underneath the hospital where they sort of, every couple of weeks, they try to paint over the graffiti to try to discourage more of it. But it keeps coming and coming and coming. And you wouldn't think there was any space left without people using scaffolding or being sort of suspended from helicopters. I don't know how you actually put it up this way. The police department was asked about this, and they were asked if they were going to be appealing in any way or challenging the injunction, which has now been granted, stopping them from arresting anyone for this kind of property destruction. And the police said that we understand and share the concerns that are being relayed to us by our community, businesses, and residents alike, the release reads. We know, as evidenced by the thousands of calls for service we receive each year reporting acts of vandalism and other forms of property damage, that property damage is, in fact, a crime that is of significance to community members. A spokesman for Mayor Harrell, who has been aggressively trying to mitigate permanent graffiti in Seattle since before his election in 2021, notice how they make a distinction between permanent and temporary. The temporary graffiti is up there and it's permanent until somebody comes along and paints over it or cleans it up, which is very difficult to do. Mayor Harrell noted that the underlying case occurred before he took office and said that the mayor would continue to find ways to alleviate graffiti and graffiti-related arrests. Okay, how is it you alleviate graffiti without those arrests? What do you do if you don't actually try to enforce the law to stop this? Mayor Harrell remains committed to swift and sustainable action to prevent and remove graffiti and property damage, Communications Director Jamie Howson wrote yesterday. We will continue to activate our neighborhoods with positive community-led art and abate actively harmful and malicious tagging, including hate speech. Howson said, great, the hate speech, yes, is particularly hateful, but it's all hateful. I mean, even if they put up on the wall, let 1,000 flowers bloom. Frankly, I think it would even be hateful if they put up Go Seahawks. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter really as much what it says. What it matters is going to property that you don't own and defacing it. And most of the graffiti has no artistic value. It's ugly and it's pointless and it's destructive. And what it does is it makes the entire city less viable. Now listen to this. There's an ABC report on the San Francisco nightmare that is going on right now. And the ABC report, this is clip 14, Jeremy, starts off by talking about the impact on business. Listen.
This morning, a San Francisco mall at the epicenter of a growing real estate dead zone in a major American city. Battling rising crime, soaring real estate prices, and a homelessness crisis, the city dealt its latest blow this week. Westfield, which owns the city's largest mall, stopped paying its $500 million mortgage and is surrendering the property to lenders. The company citing dramatically decreased occupancy down to approximately 55%, including already announced closures of tenants such as Nordstrom, Banana Republic, and others. Also giving up on downtown, hundreds of other companies, including Gap and Whole Foods.
Union Square used to be the beating heart of San Francisco, but a recent survey found that since 2019, nearly 50% of all the stores here have left. Now it's empty storefront after empty storefront. after empty storefront.
The last time I was here was 2019, so it was great back then. Now I was like, I'm scared. I was thinking to switch my hotel.
That's unbelievable. I've stayed at hotels on Union Square, and it used to be a beautiful part of one of America's most beautiful cities, as San Francisco used to be. The ABC reporter then spoke with the mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, who, of course, tried to put a positive spin on all of the misery and the sufferings and the destruction. This is 14B.
In the first quarter of the year, the city saw a 16% rise in robberies and a 41% spike in fentanyl deaths over the same period in 2022.
You're seeing it all over right now. Companies are leaving the city. Is San Francisco dangerous?
Well, here's the thing. San Francisco is a major city, and it has challenges. But let's back up a little bit. You are talking about people who are leaving the city, but not the people who are staying, expanding, coming to San Francisco.
But it's not just San Francisco. Other West Coast cities, including Portland, Seattle, and Los Angeles, also suffering from a similar trend of downtown decay.
The mayor noting that several metrics of crime are actually flat or down, but it is worth mentioning that we are not at Union Square or the Westfield Mall this morning because we have been advised it is simply too dangerous to be there at this hour.
Okay, this is a national network film crew, ABC. That is told it's too dangerous to go down to Union Square. I mean, this is what we're heading for. And of course, like Seattle, San Francisco is an enormously expensive city. The real estate values have been very high. In fact, that's been blamed for the homelessness crisis where a part of the blame for the homelessness crisis in San Francisco, it's the same as Seattle. Apparently, among the homeless community, they talk about free-attle, because you can get all kinds of stuff for free. And the entire notion that you have official statements like this court decision, where they talk about defending your right to graffiti, to trash public property, to trash the city in which you live, to trash other people's private property. You have the right to do that without being arrested because, heaven forbid, it might discourage your freedom of speech. And her statement that there was more to fear from curtailing freedom of speech by getting rid of graffiti than it is to actually arrest people for doing that vandalism. How outrageous. And how outrageous is the ongoing focus and fascination on the Trump trial coming up? We'll talk about that with veteran prosecutor Andy McCarthy on the MedVed Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. It's stormy in the south again today and seriously hot. Miami's implemented its heat emergency plan. In Houston, authorities are closely watching the power grid as the heat index is expected to top 110 degrees today. Parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota are dealing with more smoke from wildfires in Canada, and the smoke could drift east as far as New York, but forecasters say it won't be nearly as bad as last week. a big Supreme Court win for Native American tribes. The courts upheld the law that gives the tribes preference when it comes to foster care and adoption of children in those tribes. Since his Tuesday indictment, former President Trump's campaign has received more than $6 million in donations. But could he have avoided an indictment? The Washington Post reports a Trump attorney wanted to quietly approach the Justice Department about a possible settlement, but Trump said no. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And on the Michael Medved Show, to put this conversation I'm about to have with Andy McCarthy into context, Andy is a senior fellow at National Review Institute. He's a very distinguished assistant U.S. attorney and prosecutor for the Southern District of New York. Helped to put some of the world's worst terrorists, literally, into jail. He's also a contributing editor to National Review and one of the most patriotic and intelligent conservatives out there. Andy, just to give some context here, there was a flat-out statement by President Trump when he spoke the night before his birthday, that would be Tuesday night, at Bedminster, New Jersey, his golf club there where he's staying. And he said, "Today we witnessed the most evil and heinous abuse of power in the nation's history." And, of course, he went on to decry the witch hunt, the weaponization of the Justice Department, the unfair prosecution of an innocent man. As somebody who's been in the criminal justice system, you don't necessarily think this is the best strategy for President Trump.
No, Michael, and thank you so much for the kind words. I appreciate that more than you know. But no, well, I don't think what he's hardwired to do is in any way a good legal strategy. But at the same time, you know, he's had one of these lives where, you know, he was just, as you mentioned, it was his birthday. He just marked his 77th birthday. And he likes to live on the razor's edge, and it's worked out for him, you know, pretty well. So I think part of his issue is that, like, nobody can tell him anything because he just always thinks he knows better, or he always at least knows what he wants to hear and goes with whatever piece of advice he wants to hear. But I also think that the thing that you mention about how he thought this was the worst, most evil thing that ever happened in the history of the nation, this goes to a big part of his problem in terms of his psychological makeup. What I've gotten asked a million times, and anybody who I guess has been in litigation would be asked this, is why did he do this? You know, what's the motive? What would cause this to happen?
Well, what did he gain? What's to be gained for the country or for himself?
Well, but I don't see the thing is I think there's something profound in to be mined out of what he said about how this was the worst thing, because the thing is he has conflated himself with the nation, and he repeatedly did that throughout his presidency, that where he could not distinguish the government and the office of the presidency from the person of Trump in almost a monarchical frame of mind. And I really think that goes to the main question here of why he did what he did. And I think it's because he has not come to terms. I mean, in some ways he knows this psychologically, but really deep down he has not come to terms with the fact that he's not president anymore. He's never accepted that he was defeated. He insists on, to this day, he insists on everybody has to call him Mr. President, and, all of his, all the people around him refer to him as the president, as if he were still the president. And I think a lot of this had to do with people who, when he was president, he would say jump and they had to say how high, and now they're telling him what to do, and he doesn't like it. Somebody who knows him and, has a little more insight into him personally than I do. And I ask, why did he do this? Why didn't he just give them their stuff back? And the answer was, because they wanted it. And I think there's a lot to that.
Yeah, this goes together, it seems to me, to something that Chris Christie had said, and he's known the president for a long time as well. And saying that he truly, in deep in his heart and soul, he believes he won the election in 2020. And all of these papers and these boxes and the ability to hold them and display them and have them around him, surround the chandeliers and the bathrooms with boxes of top secret papers, all of that made him feel presidential. It was a sense that there was some continuity here, that there was only this temporary inconvenient interruption where he was forced to step away from the White House and the presidency, but he would bring these papers back with him eventually to the White House for the second coming. And your reaction?
I think there's a lot to be said for that, but I also think that aside from the attendments of the presidency, which I think Christie is right about, that's meaningful to Trump. But I also think at a kind of a gut level, somebody who's been in the position he was in up until January 20th of 2021, you're in that position, and now you're the psychological makeup of Trump, and you're being told what to do by a lawyer from the National Archives and Records Administration. And I just don't think he can, I don't think he's ever come to, you're being told what to do, not even by the Attorney General. They sent like some section head from the Justice Department to tell him, hey pal, you got to turn over these documents, Not the head of the FBI. They sent like three line agents to say, you guys got to turn over these documents. I don't think he's psychologically on board with the idea that that he's in a different status now.
How do you think he would react to a pardon? There's a lot of discussion about pardoning Trump, and Mark Thiessen, who's a very thoughtful conservative, and Danielle Pletka have a joint piece they put in the Washington Post, and they're saying it's the way to heal the country right now, the only way, would be for Biden to grant a Gerald Ford Nixon-style complete pardon to Trump for anything that he's done to violate federal law. It wouldn't cover things on the state level. But do you think that's a positive idea for the country?
Yeah. So I think very highly of Mark and Danny, as you do. It's typical of them that it's thoughtful. I think ultimately they may end up being right. Here's my problem with it. You know, the Ford Nixon thing, I think that is fondly remembered, even though I remember at the time, I was just a kid at the time, but I was old enough to understand that there was a lot of, Ford took a lot of grief from that, and there was a lot of view that in 76 he may have lost the election over it, but it was definitely the right thing to do for the country. But it was in the context where Nixon had resigned and apologized. So, you know, there was at least some sense that there had been some accountability. Whereas, when I've been asked, what do you think of this proposal by Vivek Ramaswamy that, they should all just guarantee that they're going to pardon him? If I were asked that and I were the presidential candidate, my first question would be, has President Trump asked for a pardon? Because generally speaking, if you pardon somebody, that's like people who are actually innocent don't want a pardon. They want their innocence established. So generally we don't entertain pardons unless people ask. Now that you have historical examples like, Lincoln pardoning Confederate soldiers and Carter pardoning, draft evaders during the Vietnam War. So it's not like it never happens. But I think in this instance, I don't think I would give Trump a get out of jail free card unless he apologized.
And what do you think the chances of that are?
Well, we're talking about an extraordinary remedy, right?
Yeah.
And the Donald Trump we know, you would say the chances were close to zero. But
yeah,
we're talking about a 76-year-old man who could be looking at a lot of time in prison.
77 years old as of Tuesday. We will be right back with the one and only Andrew McCarthy. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order, plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved, or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure speaking to Andrew McCarthy, somebody who's actually worked for the dreaded Justice Department and done heroic work for the Justice Department, making us all safer from some domestic-based Islamo-Nazi terrorists who killed 3,000 Americans back in 2001, you may remember. Andy is contributing editor to National Review, where you can read his extremely provocative positions on all of the controversies, legal-based controversies that we face as a country right now. And we were talking off the air, and it was interesting because about what's going to happen with this trial. You're not sure that this will ever actually go to trial. And there was a piece today out today about three different ways that Trump can avoid any consequences for any of these controversies. And they have to do with that idea that all you need to get an acquittal or at least a hung jury, a mistrial, is persuade one juror that this has not been proved beyond a shadow of a doubt. Do you think that his defense team is going to be properly focused on that goal?
Well, they will, but, you know, there's down here on planet Earth, that generally only worked when you have a one- or two-count indictment. It's highly unusual to get one juror who won't, you know, out of 12, who won't convict when you have a 37-count indictment. I mean, the more common outcome is that there's some horse trading about counts than that, you know, one person just won't deliberate over 37 charges. So we'll see how that all goes. I doubt it gets to trial, Michael, because, and I must say, I think I was wrong about this. I really thought that that Smith was going to make this essentially an obstruction trial, and then I even thought that he might indict it lean and mean and just go with the obstruction counts and keep the classified information stuff to the side. I thought the reason for that is it's very hard to get a classified information case to trial quickly. And secondly, indicting the classified information counts spotlights Biden's possession of classified information. So politically, it doesn't seem to me to work for the Democrats either. But the biggest thing is, in a classified information case, all of these issues have to be litigated prior to trial in terms of, like, the admissibility of the evidence and what the defense can put in and what the government's going to put in. There's a fairly extensive procedure under the Classified Information Procedure Act, which is, you know, I heard Jonathan Turley, I think, correctly describe it as glacially paced. I had a CIFA issue in the Blind Shake case. It took us 18 months to litigate it. It wasn't anywhere near as complex as what we're talking about here. It took 18 months to litigate it, and I think ultimately I read a 9-line stipulation to the jury at the trial, but it took a year and a half to get there. Very
and
hard.
This is, and we, 18 months, if my math is correct, takes us past the election, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that would be, you know, I would say it would be very hard, Michael, to get this case to trial prior to the election, even if it were the only thing that Trump had going on. But as we know, of course, it's not. He's going to have, you know, the end of this month, he's in federal court trying to get the Manhattan indictment moved to federal court, which I think he's going to lose. In August, he's probably going to be indicted in Fulton County, Georgia, on the 2020 stuff. October 3rd, he starts trial in New York for the Attorney General, the New York Attorney General's civil fraud case that she brought against him. In December, he's back in court in Manhattan for pretrial hearings. That case is scheduled for trial March 25th, which is like 2 weeks after Super Tuesday, I think. And so that's all there already, and now we have to fit in, you know, a complex federal trial.
All right. And then plus there is the Washington, D.C. grand jury, which I was reading today about could be far more serious than this trial, particularly with the idea of a seditious conspiracy. In other words, if you're going to put a Stuart Rhodes away for 18 years, and he says he was only doing what he did because he felt that President Trump told him to.
Except the Justice Department didn't accept that argument, and in fact, Trump was not even named as an unindicted co-conspirator in any of those cases. So if they were suddenly to pivot and say that, you know, it looks like Trump is actionably responsible for the violence after all, that would be a profound change for the Justice Department. It would create a lot of problems for them in hundreds of cases that have already been litigated.
Okay, in terms of this idea of a pardon, a final outcome, if the election is won by Joe Biden, don't you think it's extremely likely that he would follow his victory, as long as the victory is acknowledged this time, by issuing a fairly sweeping pardon for President Trump? He doesn't want to begin his second term with the whole world focused on Trump trials.
Yeah, I just don't think, Michael, that he's in charge as far as that's concerned. I think they do a lot of what they do because the progressive base demands it. I mean, I think if Joe Biden had unfettered discretion and sense, he would pardon Trump now, and he would look magnanimous. He'd probably win the election going away. People would have a very different look at him in terms of his statesmanship. But I think he's captive of the progressive left. And frankly, the reason that, you know, Alvin Bragg is indicting Trump and Letitia James sued him and Fannie Willis in Fulton County is about to indict him, these are elected progressive Democrats who are doing what the base expects them to do. I just don't think Biden has the liberty to do the sensible thing.
And again, I think you're certainly right between now and the election, because it would be obvious that if President Trump was somehow pardoned before the election, he would trumpet that as a personal victory. You see how innocent I am. You see how what a witch hunt this was. Now they've apologized to me. They've made it all better. And now let's go ahead and concentrate on going after the Biden crime family. What about that? If President Trump does win, would he pardon himself? Would he maybe do some kind of joint thing about stopping prosecution on both sides? Because don't you think the American people have had kind of enough of it?
Yeah, well, he wouldn't have to pardon himself, right? If he won the election, he'd be in charge of the Justice Department, so they'd just drop the case. And I think, Michael, the problem is that it's June of 2023, and there's so much between here and there that's going to happen, and so many positions that people are going to take that are going to affect the commitments they'll be in a position to make around the time of the election and afterwards. I just don't see it. I mean, I think the sensible thing here would be for the country and for all concerned would be for President Trump to apologize, for Joe Biden to then pardon him, because we all know Biden is not going to be prosecuted for his own classified information issues, and that we try to just move forward from there with a dual commitment, both to enforce the law going forward and to try to have some elections where the Justice Department and the FBI end up determining the outcome. That would be like the best thing for the country. But, you know, it doesn't seem to me like the best thing for the country is on the horizon.
Have you noted any of the candidates for president on the Republican side in just the seconds left to us who you think has been handling this well?
I'm not unhappy. You know, I know people are annoyed that DeSantis isn't more full-throated, but I also think he's conscious of the fact that this is very raw right now. And over time, I think people will be able to discuss it more sensibly. I agree with most of what Christie has said about this. I think Nikki Haley's been kind of here and there.
She's been all over, here and there, up, down. And she's also going to be on our show, I'm pleased to say, coming up next week. Andrew McCarthy, always informative. His most recent columns posted on our website at michaelmedved.com and This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I resort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.